We begin our look at the protests with GPB's Mara Curry.
Hundreds of students at Grady High School in Midtown Atlanta walked out of their classes at 10 a.m. They gathered on the football field to march and speak, supported by school officials and Atlanta police officers. Several student leaders addressed the crowd, including Noelle Mendoza.
Families don't get to move on. They have to wake up every day knowing that their child, spouse, or sibling is never going to come home again because someone else decided to shoot a semi-automatic rifle in a high school.
But after the school-sanctioned event, a smaller group of students said they were staying on the field indefinitely. According to student Seth Cullen, Grady admins had co-opted an event that wasn't meant for them.
Well, I envisioned it that everybody would go out to the courtyard and take a moment of silence like the national instructions were, but of course the administration had to change it and take over. We're not really doing what we went out here to do.
It was unclear whether the remaining students would face disciplinary consequences. For most of them, it just didn't matter. Here's junior Jared Holloway.
You know, I want to do something more than just doing what the school allowed me to do to, you know, have a cutesy, like, First Amendment showing. So I'll sit out here all day.
For GPB News, I'm Maura Curry in Atlanta.